gentlemen, we are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. I take that back. We are at West Lafayette tonight. Last night we were at Lafayette Central Catholic. Tonight we're at West Lafayette off-campus baseball field. Pretty quality field. It's done really nicely. They're having an umpire meeting right now at home plate. Talking with Coach Aaron Wood of West Lafayette and Coach Tim Bordenage, the umpires, talking about what can happen there with the baseball. Well, mention I've been told down the left field line, I couldn't quite read it. Had to ask the guy keeping the scoreboard. He said it's 321 left field line, 321 down the right field line. Straight away center field, it's 369. It's not marked in the alley. Well, mention we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Tonight's game is captured on the internet. You can listen live or later. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about last night's ball game, 7-6. 7-6 ball game. What a great game that seventh inning. 8 runs scored in the seventh inning. And Central Catholic did prevail 7-6 in 7 innings. So the umpire's going over it right now. We'll mention we've got some box scores. We'll talk about them hopefully during the first at bat, maybe even further in the ball game. We'll mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. School enrollment of 294. School founded in 1956. The Class 1A sectional 54. There are 6 teams in their sectional. It'll be played at Central Catholic High School. Currently, here's how they stack up. Riverton Park, they're currently 5-4. North Vermilion, they're 0-9. Lafayette Central Catholic, 6-4. Fountain Central, 3-7. Covington, 6-4. Connecticut, 2-4. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bordenay. The assistant athletic directors are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. We'll mention Central Catholic High School is located at 2410. South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. Central Catholic wear the collars navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They're in the West Division. Hoosier Conference made up of 2 divisions, and East and the West. In the East is Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Prince O'Neill Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. West Lafayette, who will mention Central Catholic, currently 6-4. Head coach is Tim Bordenay, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. What's up your sound? Thank you. That's our national anthem. Everybody standing at attention. Everybody in the whole ballpark on the same page for at least a minute and a half. So we're getting ready to play some baseball right now. We'll go ahead and mention Central Catholic. They're playing today against West Lafayette. This game time is supposed to be about 5:30. It's going to be right on time. Tomorrow, Nace take that back. Friday night, Central Catholic supposed to play Lafayette Central Catholic. Going to play a home game versus Garvin Catholic. That'll be a 5:30 start time on Friday, the 21st. That game probably going to get in. It's going to be raining later that night and in the morning on Saturday. We'll see if the Saturday games get played. We'll mention West Lafayette Red Devils taking the defensive mode right now. The coach, the pitcher right now for West Lafayette. He wears number 24. That's Chase Taylor. Chase Taylor will be batted for in the seventh spot by number 20, Fallon Hedden. At the catcher's position, it's Fisher Trosky. Once again, he wears number 14. He's a freshman. Does a good job. First base, Evan Cook, wears number 9. Second base, Julian Smith, number 11. Shortstop, Manny Gaeta, wears number 23. At third base tonight, it's Andrew Von Werder, wears number 7. In left field, number 21, Max Mullis. In center field, number 2, Ben Wirth. And in right field, number 12, Jack Schaefer. We're going to toss one down. Fisher Trotsky, catcher for the Red Devils. We're going to start up 5:27. Ball's going to go around the infield. They're going to put it in the glove of Chase Taylor. First batter in the ballgame. He'll be the leadoff batter. That's number 12, Owen Nunn. He'll play second base in the ballgame. Last night, 4 at-bats. He scored 2 runs. He got 1 hit. He struck out 1 time. Stepping in. 1 hitter for the Knights. Working from the stretch. First pitch from Taylor. Just low and outside. They're calling out 80 degrees. Wind blowing in. It is blowing in from left field. Going to aid the pitcher in the fastball. Here comes the second pitch from Taylor. Breaking pitch finishes just above the zone. 2 balls, no strikes. 0-9 was right-handed batter. Third base. Andrew Von Werder is in on the grass. Here comes the pitch. Outside, I'm going to call it a strike. Outside edge, count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. He'll step back in. 2-1. So they'll work it right there. Work it from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Taylor. Swung on. Foul ball down the left field line. Pretty good stroke there by 0-9. Count goes 3-2. He changed his mind. Maybe it's 2-2. Yeah, 2-2. We'll get dialed in up here, especially me. So working from the stretch, once again, is Chase Taylor. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. He'll take a drive to right field. Going to back him up initially, and then come in and make the catch. It's Jack Schaefer in right field. There's 1 out. Top of the first inning. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 24, Evan Genhart, batting in the second spot in the lineup last night. Genhart, 2 at-bats. He scored a run. He walked twice and struck out once. Here comes the pitch from Taylor. Inside edge, called strike. Count goes 0-1. Evan Genhart. The Knights wearing the gray uniforms. The Red Devils wearing the all-white. Here comes the second pitch. Ground ball foul back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Chase Taylor doing the pitching for the Red Devils. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball foul. be picked up by the third base coach. So you throw it back to Chase Taylor. Chase Taylor, number 24. He's got an ERA of 4.594. 10 2/3 innings under his belt entering this contest. Swung on, you go right side. It's going to float out of play. Foul ball. Evan Dienhart will stay in the box with that 0-2 count. Chase Taylor has faced 53 batters prior to this game. This is appearance number 4. This is his first start. He's thrown 162 pitches entering this ball game. Here comes the pitch. Going to get behind Dienhart. Had to step a little bit forward. Ball goes behind him. Count goes 1-2. Chase Taylor has allowed 12 hits on the season. He's allowed 10 runs. 7 of those runs are earned. He's walked 2. He has struck out 9. And 2 of those strikeouts went down looking. Peering in, looking at signals. Fisher Trotsky. Out of the set, here comes the 1-2. Outside of ball. 2-2 count. Evan Dienhart. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Lefty pitcher. On the pitcher's mound, Chase Taylor. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 3. So he'll step back in. Working from the stretch. Ideally, probably a relief pitcher doing the start tonight. Swing and a miss. Going to strike him out. Drop third. He'll walk back to the dugout without an attempt to first base. So 2 outs on the diamond. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 18, TJ Bell. TJ Bell playing first base for the 11th game in a row. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now a set. First pitch to TJ Bell. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. A bit of a break right there for Chase Taylor. Lefty facing the righty batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Swing a miss. Healthy cut, TJ Bell. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, TJ Bell last night in the ballgame. 3 at-bats. He got a home run. That's his 1 RBI. Take that back. 2 RBI home run. He'll take a drive to right field. He's going to back up Zach Schaefer. Schaefer going to make the catch. So he'll fly out to right field. Schaefer records 2 of the outs in right field. The Knights going to play defensively. And he'll take some more boss. Right up here. Sounds good. So we'll mention defensively for the Knights. They'll line up like this. Doing the pitching for the Knights is going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Doing the catching, it's Jackson Gaines tonight. Where's number 3? At first base, C.J. Bell. C.J. Bell, number 18. At second base, it's Owen Munn. Owen Munn, where's number 12? At shortstop, it's Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart wears number 24. And at third base, it's going to be Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein wears number 9. In left field tonight, it's number 20, Caden Minnick. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, it's number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox is going to play defensively. In right field, he's going to give way to the designated hitter, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Getting warmed up right there, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur getting some warm-up pitches right here. And we'll mention Ben Mazur on the season. 13 2/3 innings. We'll mention he's making appearance number 4, making start number 4. He's faced 53 batters. He's thrown 212 pitches. Ben Mazur, 2 wins, no losses. He's allowed 8 hits. He's allowed 2 runs. Both runs were earned. He's walked 3. He struck out 20. 6 of those strikeouts went down looking. He's hit 1 batter, 1 hit by pitch, and he's committed 1 balk. So stepping in, first batter in the lineup, for West Lafayette. The Red Devils send up number two, Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth, left-handed batter, played center field last night. Wirth batted three times. He scored a run. He got two hits. He got an RBI. He walked one time. He did not walk back to the dugout. Here comes the pitch. High, just above the zone. One ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur working from the windup. Stepping back in, Ben Wirth. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Swung on, you pop one. Going to be fair territory. It's going to be called by Evan Gehart. Back at the back side of the dirt, just before the grass, behind third base, there's one out. This batter going to step in for West Lafayette. It's going to be number nine, Evan Cook. Evan Cook hit the pitching last night. Didn't quite go the distance. Evan Cook throws a good fastball. He'll step in right now. He's playing first base tonight. We're number nine. Three at-bats last night. He got a hit. He walked once, and he struck out once. First pitch to Evan Cook. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Second batter in the lineup. We're in the bottom of the first inning. West Lafayette High School. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Evan Cook. Count goes 0-2. Just step back in. I'm guessing Evan Cook is probably going to go somewhere in college. You guys know? You guys know where he's going to go, though, somewhere, correct? Absolutely. Here's the pitch. 0-2 count. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-2. Evan Cook, right-handed batter. Most times, the guy thinks he's going to this school, and he ends up going to another one. You announce it over a radio, and it doesn't work out, and then somebody doesn't find out. It just don't work. Pitch comes in there. Curveball breaking right at the knees. Strikeout. Ben Mazur sends down Evan Cook looking.
All right, fielder.
Next batter going to step in. The three hitter. Where's number 12? Jack Schaefer, the right fielder. Last night, Schaefer batted four times. He scored a run. He got a base hit. He got four RBI right there with that solid hit. Pitch comes in, strike called. He struck out one time last night. New dynamics tonight, a different day. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside of ball. Jack Schaefer, right fielder. Jack Schaefer, a member of the junior class. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in high, ball two. 2-1 count. Jack Schaefer, the three-hitter for the Red Devils. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, here's the wind. Going to call a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Usually that plate is about 22 inches. That plate growing just a bit. Stepping back in. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Mazur. Low for ball three. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Stepping back in. Three hitter, Jack Schaefer. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Swung on and take a drive to right field. It's going to get up and over the head of Tyler Fox and bounce once up against the fence. Going to slide in second base. No throw. Double off the bat of Jack Schaefer. So Jack Schaefer at second base with two outs. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 23, Manny Gaeta. Gaeta plays shortstop. He's a four hitter. Last night, Gaeta went to the plate four times. He got a base hit. He struck out once. He did not walk. So stepping in, right-handed batter, Manny Gaeta, working from the stretch, now the set. He'll peer at second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, base hit, second base, between second and first base. To the grass, going to be a throw to the plate. They're going to try to cut it. Coming in from second base, scoring the first run in the ballgame is number 12, Jack Schaefer. So base hit RBI off the bat of Manny Gaeta. Coach Aaron Wood, I think about a runner, he's going to let Gaeta do his own base running at first base. Fifth batter in the lineup, number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Von Werder went yard last night at Central Catholic. He's playing third base in today's ball game. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike, Andrew Von Werder. Where's number 7 last night? He had 4 plate appearances at bats. He got a home run. That was his only hit. He walked 0 times. He did strike out twice. Pickoff move at first base, back safely. Head first is Gaeta. Got a B-plus, maybe an A-minus move from Ben Mazur on his first attempt at first base. Modestly, he'll get a couple more steps. Ben Mazur becomes a pickoff move again. Safe at first base. T.J. Bell thought he had him out. B position umpire thought differently. So stepping back in the rubber, Ben Mazur peering in looking at signals. Jackson Kane doing the catching in today's ball game. Here comes a pitch to Von Werder. Swing and a miss. Jackson Kane was wanting to throw to second base, couldn't get the handle. Sliding in head first at second base is Gaeta. So Gaeta in scoring position. Stepping back in, Andrew Von Werder. No balls, 2 strikes. Stepping off the back, he'll reset, he'll regather himself. He'll look at signals once again from Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to jog out. They're going to go through some signal options there. It was a very short, brief meeting, Jackson Kane and Ben Mazur. Back behind the dish, no balls, 2 strikes. Into batter's box, number 7, the 5-hitter, Andrew Von Werder. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Runner at second base is Gaeta. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, right side, out of play. Von Werder protecting the zone. Going to knock away the bad, looking for the good. No balls, 2 strikes. 1 run in here in the bottom of the first inning for the Red Devils. Working from the stretch, now the set is set second. Here's the pickoff move as he goes clockwise, doesn't make the throw to second base. That counterclockwise move, that's a bit of a better move. You step back in, peering in, looking at signals. Looking at second base, Dallas set. Here comes the pitch to Von Werder. Strike 3, you're going to call him out. About knee high, maybe outside edge. The Knights get out of the inning, but they give up 1 run. Base hit off the bat of Gaeta. And the Red Devils are up 1-0 after 1. The Knights are going to bat in the top of the second inning. And we'll mention a little bit about the West Lafayette Red Devils. Their school was founded in 1939. They have a school enrollment of 754. They're class 3A. They'll be in sectional, number 20. There are 6 in their sectional. And they stack up like this. That's the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. They're currently 5-4. North Montgomery, the Chargers are 7-3. Northwestern Tigers are 7-2. Twin Lakes Indians are 5-3. West Lafayette Red Devils are currently 1-7. The Western Panthers are 8-1. The principal at West Lafayette High School is Ron Schreiner. The athletic director is Joel Strode. The assistant principal is Joel Strode. Athletics administrative assistant is Kathy Slaughter. Where Mitchell West Lafayette High School is located at 1105 North Grant Street. West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-746-0400. On the web, hs.wl.k12.in.us. They wear the colors scarlet and gray. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference West Division. West Lafayette currently 1-7. They're 0-3 in the Hoosier West. The head coach is Aaron Wood. Aaron Wood, 14 years as a varsity head. He's a varsity baseball coach. I almost talked about his dad there. He's had more than 25 years at the basketball realm. And I will also mention Aaron Wood, also a football coach, helping coach Shane Fry. 19 years coming up. And he's the running back coach and special team coach. That's Aaron Wood, the head varsity baseball coach. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. First pitch. From Chase, it'll be a slow roller off the hand of Taylor. They'll pick it up. They'll get the put out at first base. Coming off the mound to make the play, Chase Taylor throws a strike to first base. Evan Cook is one out, top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. The five hitter for the night, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur does the pitching. Last night, Ben Mazur. Four plate appearances. He got two hits, two RBI. He struck out once. Take a drive to the outfield. They get the lip of the dirt and go on in the green there. Left center field. Solid stroke. Base hit for Ben Mazur. So Ben Mazur at first base. Ben Mazur picks up hit number 9 on the season. That's his fifth single. He'll give way to Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel's going to run at first base. Where's number 17? There's one out, stepping into bat. It's going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane last night, two plate appearances, two at-bats, I should say. And he walked back to the dugout two times. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Taylor. Outside edge, called strike. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out of the box. Taking signals, Coach Bordenay delivering signals. Gavin Boutel at first base. There's one out, top of the second inning. Here comes the second pitch to Jackson Kane. It'll be a pickoff move. Pickoff move straight over. Taking the throw, Evan Cook applying a modest tag there to Boutel. Chase Taylor getting warmed up. It was difficult to steal second off of a lefty. He'll fool you. You got to hope for a balk. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. You go up against the screen. Nice dugout. Jackson Kane, 0-2 count. Step out of the box. Signal given. Third base coach, Gavin Boutel, checking him out also. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter's box. No balls, two strikes. Out of the set, Chase Taylor. Pitch comes in. Going to be just foul, left third baseline. Played the bag pretty close right there was Andrew Von Werder. He didn't have to give a lot of effort there. That was going to be a foul ball. He wasn't going to reach it. So they chased that one down out of the Knights dugout. Knights are in the third base dugout today in West Lafayette, occupying their synonymous first base dugout here at West Lafayette. There comes a pickoff move, once again, first base, tag applied, back safely is Boutel. No balls, two strikes, Jackson Kane doing the catching today, played left field in last night's ball game, gave way to Caden Minnick later in the innings. Pitch comes in, outside edge, back door, going to call him strike, he's going to set down looking. He's going to walk back to the dugout, a little bit dejected, wondering how big that plate actually is. Stepping into bat, it's going to be number 33, Bryn Robbins, seven hitter for the Knights. He's going to step in. Three plate appearances, three at bats, I should say, last night. He walked back to the dugout all three times. He's going to throw down to second base. Gavin Boutel, they're going to finally give the out signal. So he looked at it, he took a Polaroid, and he called the out. So Gavin Boutel slides into second base, he'll make the third out, and Bryn Robbins will lead off the top of the third. So the Knights come up with one hit. That was Ben Mazur. Somebody, nobody on base. And the Knights go play defense in the bottom of their second inning. We'll mention the Red Devils. 1, the Knights. 0, getting ready to bat in the bottom of the second inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them online at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Inside there is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Well, maybe you can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. We're going to throw one down. Jackson Kane getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Going to bounce one in there. Next batter in the lineup for West Lafayette. It's going to be number 14, Fisher Trotsky. Fisher Trotsky doing the catching. Just a freshman. Got to feel pretty good to be a freshman. Playing the starting catcher position at a 3A school. Number 14, Trotsky steps in. Let's tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals, looking out of the windup. First pitch from Mazur. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Number 14, Fisher Trotsky. Last night, he had 2 at-bats. He got a 1 RBI in the ballgame. He walked once. He struck out once. Pitch comes in high above the zone. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter. Fisher, Trotsky, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Righty facing the righty. Stepping off the back of the rubber. Saliva on the fingertips. He drives off and steps back on. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Ben Mazur. Be hit by pitch. Working that breaking pitch. Didn't get the break he wanted. He just sprint down the first base, letting everybody know that he's just fine. So in there to do the running for Trotsky. Wearing number 1 is Carson Kitchell. Carson Kitchell wears number 1, the junior class member. Next batter in the lineup for West Lafayette, the 7 hitter. Number 20, Fallon Hedden. Fallon Hedden is the DH. He's batting in place of defensive player. The pitcher, number 24, Chase Taylor. Right-handed batter, Fallon Hedden. Out of the stretch, now the set. First pitch from Mazur. Swung on and fouled back. Out of play. 0-1 count. Fallon Hedden, last night, 3 at-bats. He scored a run. He did not walk. He walked back to the dugout 1 time. Peering in, looking at signals. That was a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Hedden after the pickoff. Pickoff move, no tag applied. T.J. Bell throws it back to Ben Mazur. Getting the lead off there. Right here was number 1, Carson Kitchell for West Lafayette. Here comes the pitch, taking off for second base. He'll bounce one in there, and Evan Deanhart couldn't field it. Pretty hard hop right there off the grass. Safe at second base. I need to have the wrong gentleman. Who's on second? 6?
8.
Thank you. 8. Jacob Deutsch Jacob Deutsch. I know he has an older brother. He's probably out of school now. And yes, that's true. I mispronounced his name badly a few years ago. I apologize the next year. I'm going to foul one right side. It's going to float out of play. Number 20, Valen Heddon, the DH. Count goes 0-2. At second base, the courtesy runner. For the catcher, Fisher Trotsky is number 8, Jacob Deutsch. Thank you, guys. Working from the stretch, now the set. To hold him on, that's Evan Dienhard. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. And you'll step back in. The 7 hitter, number 20, Valen Heddon. Peering in looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Out of the set, checks second base. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, caught by Jackson Kane. There's one out. So next batter in the lineup is going to be the 8 hitter, number 21, Max Mullis. Max Mullis going to step in. Last night, 2 at-bats. He scored a run. He walked one time. Right-handed batter, Max Mullis. Out of stretch, now to set. He'll check second base. First pitch to Mullis. Swing and a miss, going to try to steal third. Throw's going to go into left field. Throw is on target. Hudson Gutwein had a difficult time getting over to the bag to take the throw. Throw goes into left field. Coming around third base to score the second run in the ballgame. It's number 8, Jacob Deutsch. So base is empty. There's one out. Bottom of the second inning. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur is the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. A step back in. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. They'll throw it around the horn. That's the second out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be the 9 hitter, number 11, Julian Smith. Second baseman as they play the walk-up music right here at West Lafayette. Sounds good. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Julian Smith plays second base. First pitch, strike called. Outside edge. No balls, one strike. Last night, Julian Smith, 3 at-bats. He did not walk. He struck out one time. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Called strike. Ben Mazur working that corner. They call it a corner. I've never known how a corner could be on the plate. Here comes the 0-2. Count goes 1-2. 1-2 count. 9 hitter, Julian Smith. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. The Knights are out of the inning, but not before they give up one more run. At the end of 2, the 2-0 contest. Red Devils in front. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention this game is in part. Being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can contact him. You can find him on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Again, that safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Target Sports, downtown Sheridan on Main Street. Life is a highway. That's a good song playing right now. You probably hear it. And they're working the volume right there. Sounding wonderful. They're going to throw one down second base. Fisher Trotsky frozen rope and a bounce in there. He's taken by the shortstop, Manny Gaeta. So let's run around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of number 24, Chase Taylor. Stepping back in, second time, it was an out. Well, he was in the box, a throw out to second base. End of the inning. He'll step back in with a new count. Bren Robbins, number 33, playing center field for the Knights. He's going to pop one up. It's on the infield. It's going to be called for by the third baseman, and Von Werder makes the play. Chase Taylor was right there. He could have made the catch, but Von Werder calls him off. There's one out. Top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 20, Caden Minnick. Number 8 hitter, Caden Minnick, going to step in, starting his first game of the season. Left-handed batter. Curveball in there for a strike. Lefty facing a lefty. Chase Taylor. Working from the stretch. Nobody on. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Good cut. And the strike called. Count goes 0-2. A year ago, Caden Minnick paid dividends in the outfield. Made good catches. He made catches some people wouldn't have thought he was going to make. He's now in the junior class. Steps back in. 0-2 pitch on the way. Take a ground ball, first base, high hop. Played right there by Evan Cook. He'll step on the bag. There are two out. Two out, top of the third. A two-run ball game. The Red Devils came up with one in the first and one in the second. Next batter going to step in, number 9. He's a 9-hitter, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein playing a good third base last night in the ball game. Gutwein, he went to the plate 3 times. He scored 1 run. He walked back to the dugout 1 time. Pitch comes in outside a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwein. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Chase Taylor. Inside a ball. Off the glove of Trotsky. You sometimes wonder, would the umpire call that a strike if he'd held the baseball? You think about that, you probably never find out. 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter, the 9-hitter for the Knights. Playing him to hit away in center field. Regular depth all the way around other than to take one out of play right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gutwein with a quick bat. Gutwein, a couple of games earlier, hit his only home run thus far as a high schooler. Took it out to the left field at Gordon Lemming. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Outside a ball. Profile view of the pitches. And the catcher can make you wonder from the dugout. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip around home plate. It'll be picked up right in front of Fisher Trotsky. He'll stay in the box with another 3-2 count. Quality at bat in the working. Here Hudson Gutwein. Here comes a set. Here comes a 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. And West Lafayette is out of the inning. Clayton John Cougar Mellencamp from Seymour, Indiana. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Fair. Lisa Stokes Fair, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Fair. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Fair by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. Her phone number again is 317-513-4086. Going to throw it down to second base. Jackson Kane, he'll put it back in the glove of Ben Major. And the Red Devils are going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. Pretty warm day on the surface. Public is rest and now 80 degrees. Today, tomorrow it's supposed to be up to about 82. And that may be an all-time record here at this time of year in the state of Indiana. That's what Brian Wilkes tells us. I trust him a lot. Stepping in was number two, Ben Wirth. Outside of ball. Ben Wirth going to step back in. Ben Wirth in seven games. 27 plate appearances, 25 official at-bats. He'll take a pitch inside, ball two. Entering last night's game, Ben Wirth, three hits, two singles, one double. He's got two RBI. He scored three runs. He's the first batter for the Red Devils. Pitch comes in there. Strike called at the top of the zone. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, here comes the wind and delivery. Outside edge fastball taken for a strike. Count goes 2-2. Ben Wirth plays center field for West Lafayette. Left-handed batter. The one hitter for the Red Devils. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished low. Backdoor curveball misses. Count goes 3-2. Ben Major going to step back on. Peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. Here comes the 3-2. Ground ball in the infield. Evan Jeanhart at shortstop, going to field it. He'll throw on the run. He'll get the put out with T.J. Bell. There's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. And even Aaron Wood gives a hand clap for the play. So next batter in the lineup, he's a two-hitter. Number nine, Evan Cook. Evan Cook started out pitching last night. Evan Cook did a fine job. He went 6 2/3 versus Lafayette. Pitch comes in there, breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Evan Cook, number nine, entering last night's game, batting .435, .500 on base percentage. Outside edge, called a strike. 40-inch bats, so they don't make them. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, here's the pitch. Take a drive to center field. Squaring it up right there, bearing to his left, Bren Robbins. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Nice short around the infield. Put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Next batter going to step in, number 12. He's a three-hitter, Jack Schaefer. Plays right field. Jack Schaefer last night stepped in batting .550 with 20 plate appearances. That's impressive. First pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike, one foot in, one foot out. He's looking for signals. Coach Wood not giving many. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Jack Schaefer, number 12. He entered last night with 11 hits, six of them singles, two doubles, one triple, and two home runs on the season. Foul ball back to the screen. They'll stay in the box with two strikes. Jack Schaefer entering last night, eight RBI. He scored 9 runs. He crossed the plate 9 times. 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, 2 were looking outside of ball. Down goes 1-2. Jack Schaefer entering last night's game, 17 quality at-bats. That's like taking hitting 3 after 2 strikes. You get a foul ball. Off the bat, goes back to the screen. Almost like watching a silent movie up here in the press box. Some of those silent movies are fun. They won that one right there. I thought it might have been a drop third, but it was a foul tip. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Mazur. Outside edge, he'll go down looking. So the Knights get out of the inning. No runners aboard for West Lafayette. After 3 complete, West Lafayette Red Devils, 2. Central Catholic Knights, 0. And Ken will mention this game is in part being brought to you by ScriptsandFishers.com. ScriptsandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana by dialing 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is in Fishers, at Tristan Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville. That's between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. It's right there at Mill Creek Road. And yes, they are going to put a roundabout there eventually. And that should help with the car business because there's also a car dealership right across the road. And we'll mention 2400 Westfield Road, Fritz in Noblesville. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. FritzInFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in the back. First time or second time at the plate, 0-1. Leadoff batter in today's ballgame. 0-1. Where's number 12 for the Knights? Right-handed batter, member of the senior class. First pitch from Taylor. Low for ball 1. 0-1. Number 12 has played in all 10 games. This is number 11. 0-1 been hit by pitch 1 time. Batting 394. That right-handed batter's box, 474 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 1-1. 0-1, 39 plate appearances, 33 official at-bats, 13 hits, 11 are singles. 2 are doubles. Inside and low, count goes 2-1. 0-1, going to step back in. 0-1 has scored 14 runs on the season. He's got 4 RBI. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Ground ball, base hit. Between third base and shortstop on the ground, gets into left field. Picked up by Max Mullis. Knights have 1 aboard. Top of the 4th inning. Next batter for the Knights is going to be number 24, Evan Dienhart. Dienhart, a 2-hitter that's played the shortstop position. Evan Dienhart has played in all 10 games. This is number 11. He's been hit 1 time in the box. 39 plate appearances. 25 official at-bats. He's batting 360 from that right-handed batter's box. 541 on base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Chase Taylor, here's the pitch. Taking off the second base, 0-1. Going to put a tag on him. Going to be safe. He slides in head first. 0-1 picks up his 7th stolen base on the season. That was as close as it's been to throwing him out. No balls, 1 strike, stepping back in. Evan Dienhart. Peering in, looking at signals, check second base, out of the stretch. Chase Taylor, out of the set, check second, here's the pitch. Could have put a bunt down. It's going to be right down the third baseline. A darn good bunt. Right down the third baseline. Probably didn't get further away from the line than maybe 15, 18 inches. So it's going to be a base hit on the bunt for Evan Jeanhart. So runners on the corners as Owen Munn moves over from second base to third base. Next batter to step in, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going with that 18 this year. 34 plate appearances, 25 official at-bats. 320 batting average from the right-handed batter's box. 485 on base percentage. T.J. Bell has 8 hits on the season, 4 singles, 2 doubles. Has not tripled. He has 2 home runs for the Knights. He'll step in. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Working from the stretch. Peering in looking at signals. Now the set. Chase Taylor. Taking off for second base. Going to throw back to the pitcher. Does Trotsky. Safe at second is Dehart with no throw. Likely he will not get credit for that stolen base. So no balls, one strike. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, standing straight away in the batter's box. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Foul tip right around home plate. Trotsky picks it up right under his feet. Trotsky reflecting signals from the dugout, reflecting them back to Chase Taylor. Pretty good responsibility. Fisher Trotsky going to have a good 4 years at West Lafayette. Pitch comes in, ground ball, shortstop. Fielded by Gaeta. Run comes in to score. It's going to be an RBI and a putout at first base. 6-3. There's one out here in the top of the fourth. T.J. Bell jogging off the diamond. Owen Munn jogging off the diamond. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Aaron Wood going to go out and talk to his infield. Right there at the pitcher's mound, next batter. It's going to be Ryan Schumer here momentarily. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall. Say, why did you go to the football section right there? Actually, it's basketball, Hamilton Heights. Lady Husky basketball. You go to that particular section over the winter. You go to the West Lafayette Red Devils basketball game with Hamilton Heights. And you scroll forward to the halftime interview with Coach Shane Fry. And it was more than a blessing to talk with him. So stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here's the pitch from Taylor. Inside a ball. Ryan Schumer, right-handed batter's box. Evan Jeanhart is at third base. Peering in looking at signals. Infield is in. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. In there for a strike. Kemp goes 1-1. Ryan Schumer on the season. He's been hit by pitch 2 times. Ryan Schumer, 39 plate appearances, 24 at-bats. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball. Ryan Schumer batting 292, left-handed batter's box, 538 on base percentage. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Ryan Schumer hit by pitch for the third time this season. He'll jog down to first base. As a breaking pitch, didn't get the grip he wanted. It was all good. It's nothing like you see on Facebook. When them guys making millions and millions of dollars want to charge the mound. Sometimes they do have the right to do that, but they shouldn't. Stepping in, going to bat, Ben Mazur, 5-hitter. For the Knights, runners on the corners. Peering in looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Chase Taylor, here's the pitch. Right down Meridian, fastball for a strike. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur, he's been hit by pitch twice on the season. 33 at-bats, 26 official at-bats, batting .308, .424 on base percentage. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Inside and tight, ball two. Check that, 1-1. First pitch for strike, kneecap high. So taking off, going to second base is Ryan Schumer. Knights have runners on second and third base. There's one out on the diamond. Here comes the pitch. To take a trip, is going to go over the head of third base, float in to shallow left field, and it's going to score two. Ben Mazur comes up with RBI number 16 and 17. So going to go out to run for Mazur. Again is Gavin Boutel.
Right,
number 17.
Gavin
Boutel. So three runs in. They're in the top of the fourth inning for the Knights. One out on the scoreboard. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. 32 plate appearances, 25 at-bats. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. They're going to say it missed. Somehow, called it a ball. Just across the front of the plate, a bit high. Peering in, looking at signals. Chase Taylor, here's the pitch. Strike call. Down goes 1-1 to Jackson Kane. He's batting .360 on the season. Right-handed batter. .484 on base percentage. He's got 9 hits, 7 singles. He's got a double. He has 1 home run. Straightaway center field at Denton Central. Pitch comes in tight for ball two, strike two. One ball, two strikes. That wind's picking up. They said it was going to be between 8 and 20 mile per hour. It might be a little better than that. Coming in from left center field. Peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Let's say float one left side out of play. Just stay in the box with that 1-2 count. Back to first base is Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel running for Ben Mazur, the pitcher. Ben Mazur, a couple of more RBI. Ben Mazur, number 27. Take that back. That was RBI 17 and 18 on the season. Pickoff move, Gavin Boutel in there standing up. 1-2 count, Jackson Kane. One out, top of the fourth inning. That flag is waving like it should. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Taylor. Going to pop one to right field. It's going to float. Might be a foul ball. He's giving it a good run. Nearly came up with it. He laid out for it. That was Jack Schaefer. Good effort. And Jackson Kane's going to jog back, pick up the bat. 1-2 count once again to Jackson Kane. Sophomore athlete has been in the weight room, catches passes from Bobby Metzger. Steps back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at singles, Chase Taylor. Pickoff move, first base, out of the stretch. Slung it over there. Pretty good move right there by Chase Taylor. That's some strength in that left-handed pitching arm and the shoulder area. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Back up the middle. Going to be a base hit to the outfield. Going to get the grass. Picked up by center fielder Ben Wirth. Moving over to third base is Gavin Boutel. And a very good backup by the pitcher, Chase Taylor. Saves a run. The timeout on the diamond, Coach Aaron Wood going to walk out. Runners on first and third base for the Knights. Jackson Kane at first base. At third base, Gavin Boutel. And we're going to listen to some Van Halen. Kind of like Van Hagar. Van Halen ain't bad for the older generation. And we're listening to some David Lee Roth. And some Alex Van Halen. And Michael. So they don't talk it over like your coach Aaron Wood might be going with a relief pitcher. I think I'm jogging off the diamond here to get another glove. We'll see. So we got outfielders out there having a convention in center field. And they're going to get some warm-up pitches right here. They're going to say number one, Carson Kitchell. Junior class member, Carson Kitchell, going to step in. Carson Kitchell. I believe he got a double check here. He got in the game last night, late in the ball game. Wasn't able to record an out. The Knights came up with a base hit off the bat of Ben Mazur, the runner at third base. He came in to score the final run of the ball game without any outs being recorded in the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh inning, I should say. And Ben Mazur, actually on that hit, it went to down to the left field line. That game did not end with the run scoring. He would have had a double. Quite sure he'd have had a double, but I think he only got credit for a single, an RBI single. I don't think he's going to complain. So they get some warm-up tosses right there. We'll let you know how his figures were for last night when he entered the ballgame. Carson Kitchell. Where's number one? He's got an ERA of 5.25. 5 1/3 innings under his belt. 4 appearances. This is number 5. Batters faced at entering last night's game. 28 batters, 89 pitches. He's allowed 9 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, struck out 4, and one of those strikeouts was looking. So right-handed pitcher, replacing the left-handed pitcher, Chase Taylor. And Carson Kitchell getting ready. Just got briefed by the infield umpire. Stepping in for the Knights is Bryn Robbins. Peering in, looking at singles, runners on the corner. Squaring a bunt, Bryn Robbins pulls the bat back. Strike called. Going to second base. Right there is Jackson Kane. So peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Signals given by Fisher Trotsky to step off the back. Might want signals again to step back in the rubber. Peering in, look at signals. Carson Kitchell, here's the pitch. Fouled back, out of play, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins on the season, he's played in each of the 10 games. This is 11. 34 plate appearances, 29 at-bats, 207 batting average, 303 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch from Kitchell. Breaking pitch finishes just low. 1-2. Bryn Robbins has 6 hits on the season, 3 are singles, 1 double, 1 triple, and 1 home run. He got 4 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Take a ground ball, second base. The infield was in. Nice play at second base. Julian Smith. Run comes in to score. That's Gavin Boutel from third base. 4 runs in here in the top of the fourth. Going to be an RBI off the bat of Bryn Robbins. So Robbins with 5 RBI on the season, stepping in second time. Number 20, Caden Minnick, playing left field for the Knights. Runner at third base is Jackson Kane. Pitch comes in, strike called. Righty facing the lefty. Left-handed batter's box, Caden Minnick. 2 outs, top of the fourth inning. Out of the stretch, now the set, Carson Kitchell. tie for a ball. Caden Minnick, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. No signals given. Coach Bornay, a couple of words right there with this Jackson Kane. Low for a ball. Pitch comes in. Short hops the glove. Good catch by Fisher Trotsky. 2 balls, 1 strike. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. There comes the pitch. Swung on. It's like a rope foul. He'll take it the other way. And the count goes 2-2. Get in the sweet spot on the bat. Caden Minnick. Had to set out a few games. Working on that physical health. Glad to see him starting today. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Going to be a base hit. Going to roll up to center field. Coming in to score from third is Jackson Kane. And Caden Minnick has a base hit RBI. Caden Minnick's first hit of the season. Next batter going to step in, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, the 9-hitter. Hudson Gutwein on the season. He's played in 9 ball games. 22 played appearances, 22 at-bats. 315 batting average, 400 on base percentage. Here comes the pickoff move at first base, back in safe, head first, as Evan Cook applies the tag. Steps back in, Hudson Gutwein, third baseman. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Here's the set. Carson Kitchell pitched in there for a strike. Might have had a bit of a break in there. Started out maybe at the elbow of Gutwein, broke in for a strike. Hudson Gutwein steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Carson Kitchell out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gutwein goes down on the count, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the 4th inning. Caden Minnick at first base. Peering in looking at signals. Carson Kitchell looks at first base out of the stretch. Here's the set in the pitch. Ground ball foul, left side. Hudson Gutwein protecting the plate. Can be 0-2 once again. Caden Minnick back goes back to first base on the foul ball. Signals given at third base, Coach Bordney. Again, no balls, 2 strikes. Peering in looking at signals, Carson Kitchell. Checks first base out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2, they're going to try a pickoff move. Back in head first is Caden Minnick. Good throw, Evan Cook applies the tag. Just behind Caden Minnick. Again, it's 0-2, Hudson Gutwein. Top of the 4th inning, 2 outs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Going to take a drive to center field. Going to have some air under it. It's going to be caught right at Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth is playing him to hit away, and he did. Had a little bit too much power on it. Took it to center field. Catch made by the center fielder, Ben Wirth. And the Knights come up with 5 runs in the top of the 4th inning. So we'll go to the bottom of the 4th inning. Get ready to bat. West Lafayette. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2 at Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. For the next batter in the lineup, I'm going to step to the plate here momentarily. For West Lafayette, it's going to be number 23. He's the four-hitter, Manny Gaeta. Manny Gaeta started the scoring in this ballgame with an RBI single. And he's going to step in here momentarily. They're going to throw one down. Ben Mazur, final throw from the pitcher's mound. Jackson King down to second base. Picked up there by Owen Munn. That's the Deanhart. They'll put it in the glove. Hudson Gutwein puts it in the glove of Ben Mazur. So stepping into bat, number 23, Manny Gaeta, right-handed batter. Entering last night's game, 24 plate appearances, 23 official at-bats. Gaeta batting .435 on the season, .458 on base percentage. First pitch in there for a strike, outside edge. Manny Gaeta, 10 hits on the season, 4 singles, 2 doubles, 2 triples, and 2 home runs. Swing and a miss, count goes 0-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, Manny Gaeta, 9 RBI. He has scored 4 runs. He has 15 quality at-bats. Four-hitter, Manny Gaeta. Here comes a whine from Mazur. High for a ball. Got to make up your mind pretty quickly here, Gaeta. Got to mention Ben Mazur and Evan Cook. Said what, they're 2 peas in a pod. They both throw above 80 mile an hour. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. So they'll throw it around the infield. Next batter going to step in. For West Lafayette, plays third base, number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Von Werder, right-handed batter. Going to step in right now. Batting .300 on the season, .333 on base. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. That umpire wanted to call that a strike. But in umpire school, you're taught when the pitch leaves the pitcher's hand, it's a ball, excuse me. It's a strike, 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 until proven to be a ball. Pitch comes in. Kneecap, strike called. One ball, one strike, one out. Red Devils batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Von Werder on the season. 4 RBI. He's got 1 run scored. He's walked once. He struck out only 1 time. He has 8 quality at-bats. Pitch comes in high, 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, right-handed batter. Last night, Von Werder went yard at Gordon Lemming's Field. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jack Schaefer and Andrew Von Werder got to jog the bases last night. Here's the 3-2. They'll foul this one out of play. The stay in the box, 3-2 count. Jackson King tosses one back to Ben Mazur. 3-2, one out. In the batter's box, 5 hitter, number 7, Andrew Von Werder. Pitch comes in up the middle. Deanhart playing pretty well with the shift on and fields it behind second base and gets the foot out at first base with T.J. Bell. So 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. 6 hitter, number 14, Fisher Trotsky, plays the catcher position. Right-handed batter. Trotsky steps in. Entered last night's ball game with 13 plate appearances. First pitch gets up above the glove. Caroms off the glove, goes back to the screen. Count goes 1-0. Trotsky with 13 plate appearances of last night. Should say he entered the game with that. 12 official at-bats. He got 2 hits. He's got 2 singles. He got an RBI. to some outside edge called strike. One ball, one strike. Fisher Trotsky. Got six quality at-bats. There comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Trotsky, one foot in, one foot out. Looks set back in. The 2-1 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. There comes the wind. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Fisher Trotsky, freshman class. I can remember when I was a freshman. Say what, this guy is leaps and bounds above a lot of freshmen. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, he'll set down. The Knights get out of the inning. Three up, three down. The Knights going to bat. In the top of the fifth. Ball game into work. After four complete, Knights 5, Red Devils 2. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by phone at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. Okay, well, last night, senior gal, I got to mention, Aubrey Flynn, she's a manager here on the baseball team. She is a senior. She tells me she takes pictures for the Red Devils. She takes pictures for the school paper. And she evidently has a knack and a pretty good talent. And you can capture her pictures if you go on Instagram. Instagram, the address is @_Aubrey's Photos. That's @_Aubrey's Photos. That's AUBREYS. PHOTOS. Again, that's @_Aubrey's Photos. Check out her work on Instagram. She works pretty diligently to be the best she can be. And she's the manager right there for the West Lafayette Red Devils in the dugout. She's keeping track of Game Changer. Invite her up here for an interview, but she can't. She's too busy. Game Changer is a busy occupation. So stepping in, going to bat third time, Owen Munn. Number 12, going to be in on the grass at third base, Andrew Von Werder. Carson Kitchell, first pitch here in the top of the fifth. Breaking pitch, just missed. Took a little bit of MPH off of that. That just missed. Righty facing a righty. Peering in looking at signals. Carson Kitchell, second pitch to Munn. Breaking pitch inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Looking at signals, none given. Leadoff batter in today's ball game. At the plate now, right-handed batter's box, Owen Munn. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. They're short off the glove. Nice block right there by Chase Shuey. Fisher Trotsky. Count goes 3-0. So Owen Munn going to step back in. Here comes a 3-0. From Carson Kitchell. Breaking pitch high for ball four. Four pitch walk, 0-9 at first base. Going to put that sliding mitt on. That sliding mitt can prove to be dangerous. You can slide in it and it can't quite grip the base. But that sliding mitt doesn't have a good grip, but it does keep you from getting stepped on by a steel cleat. I think that's probably worth more. So stepping in, Evan Jeanhart. Runner at first base, 0-9. Working out a stretch, now the set. Carson Kitchell. Here's the pitch. Thought about a bunt, pulled the bat back, going to second base. Standing up is Owen Munn. Good block and a good stop by Fisher Trotsky. Kept that ball in front of him. So Evan Dienhart got on base last time with a bunt down the third baseline. Textbook bunt by Dienhart. Pure and end signal. Now out of the stretch is set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Trying to bunt for a hit. We're going to get Owen Munn caught up between second and third. Coach Bournet going to send him to the plate. Throw's going to come in just wide of home plate. And safe at home plate is Owen Munn. So Evan Dienhart trying to basically bunt for a hit there, trying to move the runner. Now bases are empty. One ball, one strike. Evan Dienhart, the two-hitter for the Knights. Peering in looking at signals, Carson Kitchell out of the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Outside edge, called strike. 1-2 count. Evan Dienhart steps back in. A bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Looking out of stretch, now the set. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, foul ball, back to the screen. So they'll retrieve that with the on-deck batter. Last night, I think they were retrieving those with the in-the-hole batter. That's what they do in college. Try to save the energy of the guy on deck. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Dienhart in disbelief. Breaking pitch was good. They'll throw it around the infield. There's one out. Stepping into bat, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell steps in. 34 plate appearances, 25 at-bats, 93.20 on base percentage at 485. First pitch, a swing, full swing, foul ball, left side out in front of the Knights dugout. No balls, one strike, one out. Top of the fifth inning. Nice batting. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. T.J. Bell playing first base for the Knights. Swing a good bat in 23. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the set. Here comes a 1-1. Be a shot to first base. Going to go a little bit too much air under it. Going to be caught coming in to make the catch. The modest popper right there. Next, Evan Cook recording out number 2. And T.J. Bell jogs back to the dugout. Next batter for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Schumer in the ballgame doing the DH. Player DH, left-handed batting, Ryan Schumer. Out of set, Carson Kitchell. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Working the front of the home plate. That is the mark to hit right there, just above the plate, right there at the front. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Strike called. Could get by the glove of Trotsky. He'll throw it back. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out. Top of the fifth inning. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-1. Outside of ball, good block by Trotsky. Trotsky got a little dirt under the lip right there. Cleans his mouth out. I tell you what, Trotsky getting a workout. I feel good for him. Hope he does well in his next 3 years also. Here comes a pitch. Tight for a ball. As in the left-handed batter's box. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box, four hitter for the Knights. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the 3-1. Outside of ball. Ryan Schumer jogs down to first base. Last night in the ball game, Ryan Schumer, no plate appearances. He walked four times in last night's game. So timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden, they're going to come in and make some adjustments. An adjustment at home plate. You're going to send out courtesy runner. It's going to be Keaton Brooks, number 34. So he'll step out. Keaton Brooks at first base. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Last time, Ben Mazur, a couple of RBI. Right-handed batter. Trying to help himself as the pitcher of record. Now the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, he's going to get him. Nope, lost the baseball. Baseball came loose. Keaton Brooks was dead to rights. He took that initial step towards second base on the pickoff move. And Carson Kitchell had him recorded as out number three, almost. Stepping back in, here's the pitch from Kitchell. Good block at home plate. Trotsky going to throw down to second base. A nice throw. After picking up the baseball, that was a close play at second. So Keaton Brooks is at second base. Ben Mazur in the right-handed batter's box. One ball, no strikes. Two out. Peering in, looking at signals. Carson Kitchell. A long pier, he'll set, check second base. It comes to 1-0 pitch. He'll take one to left field. Gonna get a little bit of it. It's gonna be a foul ball. Got a little bit of the sweet spot, a little closer to the handle. Sweet spot on an aluminum bat, about 14 inches. Sweet spot for a wooden bat, about 8 inches. Say, well, you watch the MLB, them guys put it out of the park like it's a wiffle ball. Peering back in. Count goes 1-1. Out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball shortstop. Gaeta fields it. He gloves it. He'll throw high to first base, but coming down on the bag. Getting the put out is Evan Cook. Evan Cook, probably about 6'4", and I would think. 6'5"? How tall is Evan Cook? So Evan Cook gets the put out, 6'5" at first base. So throw the ball around the infield and then put it back on the pitcher's mound. So the Knights gonna play defensively here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can reach them by telephone at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They are authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. They're locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. If I contact Dirk, I say, what, Dirk will help you out. Even though he is in Noblesville, give him a call, and you'll find that it might be well worth dialing the phone. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville, 317-773-4800. So they're getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. After 4.5, Knights in front, 6-2. Ben Mazur back on the pitcher's rubber. going to get warmed up from the stretch. Throw one down to second base. So throw it around the infield. I'm going to put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 20 for West Lafayette. That's the seven hitter, Valen Hedden. Valen Hedden is the player DH in the ballgame. He's the player DH for the pitcher's position. He's released now. It's Carson Kitchell. Was number one, junior class pitcher. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur. Low for ball one. Ben Mazur reaching back for some MPH there. Finishes low. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, number 20, Valen Hedden. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and step back in. We'll play him to hit away. Brent Robbins way over to the right side. Look, a foul ball down to the bullpen. Bullpen activity, a left-handed pitcher warming up down the right field line for West Lafayette. Steps back in, count 1-1. From the windup, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Working that velocity. Way outside on that pitch. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the pitch to 2-1. Outside edge, called strike with the fastball. 2-2 count. Valen Hedden. Right-handed batter's box facing the righty. Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Throw it around the infield. Next batter in the lineup. Going to bring a baseball replenishment. Home plate umpire. Next batter, the eight hitter, number 21, Max Mullis. He's the left fielder. Max Mullis entering last night's game. 22 plate appearances, 19 at-bats. First pitch, outer half, called strike. Batter's looking for the hand-over-fist strike zone. Here comes the 0-1. Swung upstairs. Previous pitch caused that to happen. Count goes 0-2. No ball, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. High and away. Count goes 1-2. Max Mullis. He scored 3 runs on the season. He's got 1 RBI. He's walked twice. He has 9 quality at-bats. Say he couldn't check the swing. They'll call that at home plate. 2 outs in the inning. Next batter to step in. He's a 9 hitter. Number 11, like second base, Julian Smith. Right-handed batter to step in. Entering last night's game, batting .294. On base percentage for Julian is .368. Got 5 hits, 4 singles, and a double. Outside edge fastball called strike. Julian Smith was number 11. He scored 5 runs this season for the Red Devils. Pitch comes in high for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. He's walked twice. He's got 10 quality at-bats in 17 official at-bats. Ball comes in high, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter. Julian Smith plays a tremendous second base. Outside edge. Ball 2, and the umpire thought he was out of the inning. Count goes 2-2. So they have a shift on. They got 3 defenders right of second base. MLB, they said you can't do that anymore. They're going to fly one to center field. Brent Robbins going to veer to his right, make the catch. MLB, they're saying you can only have 2 defenders each side of second base. trying to get away with that Bailey Bonds shift that was in cahoots for so long. So that's going to be the final out of the fifth inning. Knight's going to bat in the top of the sixth after five complete. Central Catholic 6, West Lafayette 2. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, that's not too far from here. We're in West Lafayette, Indiana. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump over to Monticello. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resorts, located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can reach them by telephone at 574-583-4141. That's IndianaBeach.com. You can make plans to book your campground stay. We'll mention daily admission tickets are available, but you can get a season pass. Get a season pass per individual at Indiana Beach for just $69. That is a bargain. By the time you end up there three times on daily admission, you might as well pay for the season pass. That's Indiana Beach Amusement Park, Monticello, Indiana. Make family plans now. Book your stay today. Indiana Beach. I took my kids there, all three of them. We had a good time. More than once. We probably went two or three times that one summer. Stepping into bad Jackson Kane to put the ball back in the glove of Carson Kitchell. Right-handed batter's box, number three, Jackson Kane. Playing the catcher position in this ball game. Out of the set, working from the stretch. Pitch comes in high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane batting 360. In the right-handed batter's box, playing 484, I should say on 484 on base. They're playing him in at third base by Von Werder. Outside in the dirt, good backhand stop by Fisher Trotsky. Two balls, no strikes. Von Werder right there at the lip of the grass at third base. All the other infielders regular depth. Here comes the 2-0. Breaking pitch. Didn't get the grip you wanted. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter. Six-hitter for the Knights. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, we'll see if he has a green light. Here comes the pitch. Couldn't step off the back. And when picking up. When picking up, it's coming in from left center field. Blowing some dirt around. Stepping off the back there with Kitchell. Working from the set. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop. Fisher Trotsky. Jackson Kane going to jog to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins going to step in. Right-handed batter. Batting 207. The right-handed batter's box, 303 on base percentage. Swinging a good bat down Tennessee. Notice he gets some good attempts there with the sweet spot. He squares the bunt early, and Carson Kitchell elects to step off the back of the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Carson Kitchell, now out of the set. Von Werder up on the grass. Full swing. Going to be a foul ball left side. A dribbler out in front of the Knights dugout. Picked up by the on-deck batter, Caden Minnick. No balls, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. Knights and Red Devils, second game of a two-game West Division matchup. Pickoff move back in there head first is Jackson Kane with that sliding mitt. Sliding mitt probably came in handy right there with the footwork of Evan Cook. Peering in looking at signals. Signals are some of the set. Here comes the 0-1. I mean, pickoff move. Good stop. Short hop. Nice stop at first base by Evan Cook. Jackson Kane might have been at third base if Evan Cook didn't come up with that one. Peering in, looking at signals. In the batter's box, Bren Robbins. Here's the pitch from Kitchell. Breaking pitch across the dish. Strike called. Count goes 0-2. Signals given by Coach Bourdain. Bren Robbins going to step back in. Jackson Kane, the lone runner. He's at first base. Nobody out. 0-2 count for Robbins. He'll step off the back again. Carson Kitchell. Carson Kitchell, he's the pitcher. He pretty much controls the pace of the ball game. No pitch count right here. I should say no pitch clock. And a high school game can still be played. Ground ball in the infield. Gaeta is going to field it. He'll pick it up a second time. He could have made the throw. He elected not to. Off the glove out in front of him. He had to pick it back up. Jackson Kane at second base. And reaching on air at first base is Bren Robbins. Two runners aboard. Next batter in the lineup, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, last time up, got himself aboard. Base hit just left of second base to center field. Backdoor curveball in there high for ball one. Caden Minnick might have gave himself away. He might be going to bunt this baseball. Stepping back in the rubber, working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of set. Here comes a pitch from Kitchell. Gonna bunt it, third baseline. It's gonna be just foul. Just foul down the third baseline. It was about as foul as Dehart's bunt was fair. So the count goes 1-1. Nice sportsmanship. Fisher Trotsky picks the bat up, hands it back to Caden Minnick. IHSAA smiles on plays like that. Runners at first and second, 1-1 count. Out of set, checks second base, here's the pitch. Caden Minnick was going to bunt, pulled the bat back, pitches in the dirt. Safe at third base, in the misplayed baseball at home plate. And Jackson Kane is just safe at third base. So Bren Robbins goes over to second base. Two balls, one strike. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Steps back in, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, Carson Kitchell. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Three balls, one strike. I have to admit, a year ago, Caden Minnick, probably the best batter by looking at pitches and knowing whether they're going to be a strike or not. One in eagle eye as a sophomore. Here comes a set, the 3-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball misses high. Caden Minnick jogs down to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Aaron Wood going to go out. He's going to make an adjustment with his defense. He's going to call in from center field, number 2, Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth going to jog in. He's a left-handed hurler. Carson Kitchell gets a pat on the back. He'll jog off the diamond. And West Lafayette Red Devils is going to warm up a pitcher in short relief. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention, if you go to the website, IHSAA.org, if you go to that website, you'll find that the IHSAA implemented a brand new website. It's brand new, it looks new, it is new, it's only about a year and a half old. But if you go to that website, it'll help you find where you're looking to go to. Much simpler than the old website. You go to that one, you can find it very easily. I did look up some sectionals and who's playing in what sectional. And that's how I kind of do a lot of studies. I got to do a lot of studies, and I enjoy doing it. So having fun, and I'm trying to make it fun. So we'll mention in the ball game now is Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth wears number 2. He's going to step in here to pitch right now with 8 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 4 for Ben. He has got 1 start on the season. He's faced 43 batters. He's thrown 165 pitches. He's allowed 10 hits. He's allowed 12 runs. 7 of those runs are earned. He's walked 9. He struck out 6. And 3 of those strikeouts, he sent them down looking. We're getting some warm-up tosses. I'm saying 1 or 2 tosses maybe left. We're going to ask the infield to go back to their respective positions. And the outfield is going to break up from their convention. So nobody out. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Do some warm-up swings there. At home plate is Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, the 9 hitter for the Knights. Where's number 9? Runners on each base. Bases are loaded for the Knights. Hudson Gutwein steps in, right-handed batter's box. Batting 315 on the season. First pitch from Wirth. Right across the dish, fastball. Wirth bringing the fastball. Left-handed hurler. He jogged in from center field. You know he won the pitch. He's there now. Here comes the 0-1. Thinking about stealing home. Choose not to. Ball's in the dirt. 1-1. Jackson Kane kind of flinching as if he wants to steal home. Try to see if he can get a little reaction out of Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth, calm, cool, and collected. Ben Wirth steps back in. Ben Wirth, just a freshman. So freshman pitcher, pitching to the freshman catcher here at West Lafayette High School. Top of the 6th inning. Count goes 2-1. Middle infielders playing middle of the depth right there. I should say closer to second base than normal. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Ben Wirth. High for a ball. Young goes 3-1. 3-1. Gutwein steps back in. Gutwein, we'll see if he has a green light or if the take is on. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside, 4. He'll jog to first base, and Jackson Kane will step on home plate. So I'm going to clean the plate off right there. A little bit of dust. Dust on the Bible. I tell you what, that's the song they play. Sometimes you can get dust on the Bible. But if you know what that Bible says, you don't mind the dust. Stepping into bat. Number 12, Owen Munn. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. Top of the 6th inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here's the pitch from Wirth. Swung on. Going to pop one skyward. It's going to be in foul territory. Back by home plate. And Fisher Trotsky gives it a good look. So they put a ball back in the glove of Ben Wirth. They'll give it a rub down. Might be a new baseball. A new baseball. Kind of slick. Sometimes you can't get the grip for a curveball. Much rather throw a baseball that has some abrasiveness on it. No balls, 1. Peering in, looking at signals. Ball's live. Base is loaded out of the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul, left side. 0-9 goes down in the count, 0-2. No balls, 2. 0-9, batting in the top of the 6th. Bases loaded. 1 run in for the Knights here in the 6th inning. Peering back in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth, out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2. Ground ball, going to be just foul, 3rd base. good effort right there, Andrew Von Warder. And the runners will retreat back to their respective bases. So still, 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Stepping back in, 0-1 Munn. Looking from the stretch, now the set, the 0-2 again. Outside a ball. No balls, two strikes. 0-1 Munn on the season. 39 plate appearances, 33 official at-bats. These stats were tabulated about 2 p.m. this afternoon. Ball slow. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 count. 0-1 Munn batting 394. He has struck out six times, three looking. That's in 33 plate appearances. Stepping off the back has been worse. Left-handed pitcher going to step back in. 2-2 count to 0-1 Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a stroke to right field. Going to get the grass. Going to drop in there for a base hit. He's going to score two with the base hit to right. Coming in to score, Brent Robbins and Cade Minnick. So runners on first and second base. 0-1 Munn, base hit to right field. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 24, Evan Deanhart. That plate getting dusty. Hey, what? Pretty windy day. They manicured the field beautifully as the Knights were arriving. What a beautiful field, that chlorophyll in the grass. Looking pretty nice in the springtime. Here comes the pitch. Going to put a bunt down back to the pitcher. Going to throw to first base. Going to get the put out, Evan Cook. And a nice play coming off the mound for the lefty. Ben Wirth makes the play. There's one out. The runners move 90 feet. So sacrifice bunt. Not going to hurt the batting average for Evan Deanhart. The next batter, three hitter for the Knights, TJ Bell. One out, top of the sixth inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. High and tight for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ben Wirth peering in, looking at signals. From his friend, his classmate, Fisher Trotsky. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Knights with runners at second and third base. Infield is in. At the lip of the grass, all four defenders. Here comes the pitch. Be a stroke to the left field, base hit. Off the bat of T.J. Bell, going to score two runs. Coming in from third base, Hudson Gutwein. Coming in from second base is 0-1 Munn. So number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell comes up with RBI numbers 12 and 13.
Number 7.
Next batter going to step in, Ryan Schumer. Four-hitter for the Knights. Left-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth. Out of a set. First pitch to Schumer. Outside a ball. Wirth with some velocity. He can bring it. A freshman athlete. He's got a lot of upside in front of him. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth. Out of a set. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes 1-1. Schumer going to step back in. Batting 292 on the season. He got 9 RBI. He has scored 4 runs. Out of the set, here's the pitch. High and tight. Had to get out of the way. Count goes 2-1. 2-1, 1 out. Top of the 6th inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth. Playing Schumer to pull the baseball in center field. Outside edge. Called strike. Schumer evidently didn't like that pitch. Pitch looked good from here. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Modest lead at first base for T.J. Bell. Breaking pitch outside. Ball 3. 3-2 count. Schumer steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth out of the set. Here comes the 3-2. Going to pop one up. Going to be a high pop-up. It's going to be foul territory. And it's going to be caught by the first baseman, Evan Cook. He caught that as an underhanded catch, about like Willie Mays in foul territory. Trotsky was right there. Everybody's fine. Trotsky's okay.
Number 27.
2 outs on the diamond. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur with a couple of RBI in the ballgame. Still the pitcher of record for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals, now the set. Ben Wirth. Pitch comes in, strike called. Ben Wirth and Ben Mazur going at it right here. Top of the 6th inning. 2 out. Runner at first base, T.J. Bell. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Mazur goes down the count, 0-2. Ben Wirth bringing that fastball from that left-handed pitching position. Peering in, out of set. 0-2 to Mazur. Short off the glove, Trotsky, good block. Stopped it, got it lateral to him, and T.J. Bell, no chance to take second base. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, using those batting gloves, peering in from the set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul, left of third base on the ground. They'll pick it up down there. Count remains 1-2. Nice day for baseball. They're saying the rain tomorrow is going to happen. Not going to be a whole lot. It'll be late. And then Friday morning, there's going to be a little rain. And Friday afternoon, it's going to clear up. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, right side, out of play. Saturday is going to be a little bit of rain in the morning. 48 degrees for a high on Saturday. So this weather in Indiana, doing the zigzag on a lot of baseball players. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 out. Here's the pitch from Wirth. Going to pop one out of play. Breaking pitch, stayed on it. Protecting the dish, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur right there at home plate. He is not ashamed to choke up. He chokes up quite a bit. He has 18 RBI on the season. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to be a foul tip in the box. Thought it might have been a drop third. Trotsky would have thrown to first base, even with the base occupied with 2 outs. Stepping back in, Ben Wirth. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. There comes a 1-2 again. Ground ball, third base, Von Warder. He'll play it. He'll throw to first base, Evan Cook. And they'll get the put out. Knights lead 1 on base. Top of the 6th. West Lafayette Red Devils going to bat in the bottom half. The end of 5.5. Knights 11. Red Devils 2. And Lima play some good music right here. Guy used to sing for the Eagles. Don Henley. So what, this guy's got a voice. Matter of fact, I was back in my days when I was listening to Q95 a little bit. Q95 interviewed Don Henley early in the morning one time. I remember this. It was interviewing Don Henley. Well, Don Henley kind of has a raspy voice anyway. So he got up in the morning without coffee. He sounded really raspy. And they were kind of poking fun at him. But anyway, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com has been bringing high school sports to the listening ears since 2008. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention IHSAA fans enjoying football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter with the Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And baseball each spring, Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for tuning in and for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they throw the ball around the infield, getting ready to put the ball in play. A few adjustments on the diamond, home plate, miniature stenographer pad, stepping into bat. Ben Wirth, he is the pitcher of record. He's the one hitter for West Lafayette. Where's number two, Ben Wirth? Now the pitcher of record steps in left-handed batter's box. So it's just the opposite, Ben versus Ben. First pitch comes in, strike called. Ben Mazur doing the pitching. Ben Wirth, left-handed batter's box, to step back in. Ben Wirth, two RBI on the season. Pitch comes in high above the zone, 1-1. Ben Wirth has three hits on the season, two singles. He's got a double. Here comes the pitch. Right below the kneecap, strike called. Count goes 1-2. Ben Wirth, 1-2 count. He's walked twice. He's got 13 quality at-bats. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He'll jog back to the dugout. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter will step in. Number 9, Evan Cook. Evan Cook at Soul Community about an inning and a half ago. 6'5". Pretty good size young man, swings a good bat. Evan Cook steps in. Entering last night's game, batting .435 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, about knee high, count goes 0-1. Evan Cook, .500 on base percentage. Got 10 hits, 4 singles, 4 doubles, 2 triples. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Number 9, Evan Cook. He got 6 RBI. He scored 9 runs. He's been walked 3 times. 15 quality at-bats. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing. Short off the glove of Jackson Kane. Goes back to the screen. Count goes 2-1. Evan Cook, tightening those batting gloves up. I don't blame him. I think I'd want tight batting gloves also. Johnny Bench never used batting gloves. Here's the pitch. Ball high. Ready to call that strike. And Evan Cook is checking the count. I can't blame him. Count goes 2-2. He is 6'5", but that hand over fifth strike zone. And wow, here comes the pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Out of the box, he'll take a check swing, he'll step back in. That box is pretty much gone on the right-handed batter's area. Here comes the 3-2. Tie for a ball. Kind of reminds me of a story. John Cruck. John Cruck. I think it's a guy named, I forget who it was, but he's standing at the plate, right hand to batter. First pitch comes in. Chest high. He calls it a strike. And Cruck says, "What was that?" He says, "I'll make it up to you." Next pitch comes in. Knee high. He calls it a ball. So he made it up to him. So, stepping in to bat, number 12, three-hitter, Jack Schaefer. Evan Cook is at first base. Swung on, he goes the opposite field. It's going to get the gap. It's going to get up against the home run fence. Picked up in right field by Tyler Fox. Rounding third base, Evan Cook scores a run from first base. And Jack Schaefer has a double and an RBI. So Jack Schaefer is at second base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordnay going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Going to work right there on the diamond. And we do thank you for listening. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Stepping in, right-handed batter, number 23, Manny Gaeta. Plays shortstop. Working from a stretch. Now the set. Checks second base. Here's the pitch from Mazur. Inside tight. Count goes 1-0. Gaeta has mentioned. He got the first RBI in today's ballgame. Stepping back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Works out of the set. Checks second base. Here comes the 1-0. Heavy cut. Swing and miss. Four-hitter, Manny Gaeta. That first cut belongs to him. Count goes 1-1. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. That sun shining through right now, the clouds. Tell you what, first time it showed itself. Big time in this ballgame, outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. This field position not too bad. A lot of fields you have to stare at that sun in left field. This one is good, well positioned. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Mazur. High for ball three. Mazur's still bringing it. Mazur's having a little difficulty hitting his spots. 3-1 count to Manny Gaeta. Peering in. Now the set position. Check second base. Here's the 3-1 to Gaeta. Swinging a miss. 3-2. Bottom of the sixth inning. One run in for the Red Devils. One out. Runner at second base. Jack Schaefer. Here comes the pitch as the dust comes in. They're going to call time. Actually, Mazur stepped off the back. Time was not granted, but Mazur knew well enough to step off the back. Not really a whirlwind, but there's about three pegs, three different areas. The dust was floating up to home plate. 3-2 count. Check second. Here's the pitch. Foul tip. Was fouled out of play. Count remains 3-2 as that wind picks up. You can hear that wind. It's whistling. That wind coming in from left field. You can just see the shirts fluttering right there. This game's got some outs left in it. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. The pitch to Gaeta. They're going to call him out. They're going to call him out, setting down looking. And Gaeta going to walk back to the dugout instead of first base. The timeout on the diamond, Coach Borden is going to walk out, meet with his infield once again. Second out in the inning, he's going to pull one in from bullpen. I think it's going to be Ryan Schumer, number 7, is going to be the relief pitcher in short relief for Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur gets a good hand clap as he walks through the dugout. So Ben Mazur, his day is complete, likely complete, and getting warmed up there on the pitcher's mound is Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. He enters this ball game with 5 2/3 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 3. Ryan Schumer has faced 30 batters. He has thrown 122 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 0-1. One loss, no wins. He's allowed 5 hits. He's allowed 6 runs. Only 1 of those runs were earned. He has walked 4. He has struck out 7. One of those strikeouts, he stepped in down looking. And he's hit 1 batter along the way. So that sun coming out, really shining. From foul territory out by the bullpen down the third base, from the first base line. That sun's right about there, casting some shadows from right to left. So Ryan Schumer, Ben Mazur, did a fine job. 11-3, one run in here in the bottom of the 6th inning for the Red Devils. 2 outs on the diamond. And a lot of guys with standing. I say, well, it's probably difficult to stand in the same spot you'd like to remain in with this wind blowing. So they said up to 20 miles per hour. They said it could be gusting. So this is evidently the gust.
Number seven,
Andrew Von Werder steps in, the 5 hitter, with Jack Schaefer at second base. First pitch from Schumer. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ryan Schumer, a right-handed pitcher, right-handed catcher, and a left-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. High for ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. The step back in. Number 7, Andrew Von Werder, he's playing third base in today's ballgame. Pitch comes in high and tight, about belt high. Had to step away from it. Count goes 2-1. Righty facing the righty. Turn in, looking at signals, now out of the set. Check second base. Hit the 2-1. The foul 1 right side, out of play. Home plate umpire looking for some baseballs. I think the last baseball he has is in the game right now. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, Ryan Schumer, here's the 2-2. Ground ball, foul ball, right side. Taking off the first base, running it out is Von Werder. He dribbles about 30 feet from home plate on the right baseline. So Jack Schaefer back to second base. Von Werder, in the batter's box. Here comes the 2-2. He's going to float one to right field. It's going to be in foul territory. Tyler Fox, that's giving it a valiant effort. And he slides up against the fence. Incredible effort in right field. Not so sure it was worthy of the slide, the head first slide. But a good effort. Say what? If the scouts are here, then they'll be talking about him and his effort. You know, there are always scouts here, even though they're not scouts. Boy, that wind blowing in now, taking that dirt off the infield. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. High and tight. Had to back away with the torso bend right there. 3-2. Von Werder had to react in a heartbeat. Everybody's good. Count goes 3-2, two out. Here comes the pitch to Von Werder. Ball four. Schindler's going to try to get a pickle there at between second and third. Jackson King ran out, made the throw. His throw tailed, went into center field. But Jack Schaefer elects to stay at second base and not get in a rundown. Stepping in the bat for West Lafayette, number six, he's a senior, Colton Kennedy. Colton Kennedy steps in. Where's number six? He's batting 500. He's got 500 on base. He's got one hit. He has a single. Pitch comes in. Strike called. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking at signals. Coach Aaron Wood at third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. For Schumer, here's the pitch. They call that a strike. Tight pitch. Looked like a horseshoe of the plate to me. Count goes 0-2. Looking out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Number six, senior athlete Colton Kennedy. Colton Kennedy has one quality at bat with that hit. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swing and miss, drop third. There's say he caught it. Evidently, the catch was made by Jackson Kane. They're drawn back to the dugout. And they score one run. Red Devils put one on the board in the bottom of the sixth inning. Knights going to bat in the top of the seventh inning. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. The second is Fritz in Noblesville at 2400 Westfield Road in Noblesville, Indiana. That's right outside of Noblesville, between Noblesville and Westfield, along State Road 19, State Road 32, right there at Mill Creek Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. That's Fritz and Fishers. .com, F-R-I-T-Z. Look at when you throw one down. Ben Wirth out on the pitches now. Pitching here in the top of the seventh inning. And it's cost one down via the hand of Fisher Trotsky. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane for the Knights. Where's number three? So Jackson Kane going to step in. Jackson King is going to step in with a batting average. Entering this ballgame of 360. Right-handed batter on base percentage, 484. Got 12 quality at-bats. The wind's still whiffing. Looking from the 2 feet on the rubber, here comes the first pitch from Wirth. Low and a ball one. So steps back in. Wind is whisking around right there. Count goes 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Ben Wirth. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. First batter in the top of the seventh inning. Jackson Kane. Here comes a wind and the delivery from Wirth. swung on. He's going to pop it skyward. It might be in foul territory. Going over to make the catch for in right field is Jack Schaefer. No, take that back. Over in right field now, it's number 20, Valen Hedden. So my eyesight from birth has been not too good. So I'm glad I have these spectacles. And I consider spectacles a miracle. So stepping back in, Bren Robbins. First pitch from Wirth. Strike called outside edge. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the seventh inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth, freshman athlete. Tried to check his swing. Bren Robbins couldn't check it. Strike is called by the home plate umpire. Count goes 0-2. Ben Wirth started the game in center field. If you're playing center field for a team, that's probably because you are an athletic young man. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Robbins. Short hops the glove. Veer off to the right. Count goes 1-2. Trotsky going to jog out. He didn't deliver the baseball. Home plate umpire probably suggested it. Trotsky took the brunt of that pitch. Count goes 1-2. Reflecting signals from the dugout. Ben Wirth with the wind. Here's the 1-2. Just misses. Bren Robbins lets it go by. Junior class member at the plate, Bren Robbins, facing the freshman combo pitcher and catcher. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Going to drive one to center field. Going to move to his left. Going to bounce in there in the gap. And Bren Robbins is going to slide into second base. Get the double. So Bren Robbins on the season picks up double number 2 on the season. And Bren Robbins swinging a good bat right there. Seems to do a lot of damage with 2 strikes on him.
Number 20, Caden Minnick.
So Bren Robbins at second base, stepping into bat. Is number 20, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Here comes the first pitch. You know, pirouette, counterclockwise, not make a throw. Comes off the rubber, Ben Wirth. He'll step back in. Here in, look at signals, check second base out of the stretch. Now the set. Again, here's the pitch. Strike called right below the kneecaps. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Getting his first game start of the season. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Wirth. Outside and low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Approaching the 8 o'clock Eastern time zone. Start this game about 5:34. Pitch comes in high for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth out of the stretch. Out of set, check second base. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Good block right there at home plate. Fisher Trotsky kept that ball in front of him. Count goes 3-1. So what these guys out on the field, you just pretty much got to ignore the circumstances of the wind. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Short hops the glove. Good stop once again by Trotsky. Cade Minnick draws a 6-pitch walk, and he'll step to first base. And they're going to send a batter to the batter's box. Number 17, Gavin Boutel.
Number 17, Gavin Boutel.
So at first and second base, base runners for the Knights. One out, top of the seventh inning. Pierian looking at signals. Now out of the set, there's the pitch from Wirth. Going to drive one to right field. Take a beer, who is going to be caught in fair territory. Again, that's number 20, Valen Heddon. And Valen Heddon shows off that rocket arm from right field. So Gavin Beutel drives one to right field. Catch is made by Heddon. There's two outs. Tagging up from second base over to third base is Bren Robbins. Stepping in, Owen Munn. This game's leadoff batter. Working from the Stagger's first pitch. Let it go by, strike called. Jogging into second base is Caden Minnick. Owen Munn steps back in. Pierian looking at signals. Ben Wirth sets third base out of stretch. Now is set. You're going to pop one foul, right side out of play. Owen Munn, count goes 0-2. Munn at second base. Robbins at third base. No balls, two strikes, two out. Nice batting in the top of the seventh inning. Turn in looking at signals. Now out of the set, Ben Wirth, the 0-2. Just above the zone, ball one. 1-2 count. A step back in. Turn in looking at signals, Ben Wirth. Now out of the set, it comes a 1-2 pitch. High and away, ball two. 2-2 count. To Owen Munn. Step back in, tap the plate. A little bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Here's the set. Here's the 2-2. Going to drive one to right center field. It's going to get the gap. It's going to score two for the Knights. And he's going to end up standing at second base. Owen Munn. A two RBI double. Off the bat of Owen Munn. And Owen Munn had picked up his third double on the season. So Owen Munn will do the running at second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 24, Evan Deanhart.
24, Evan Deanhart.
Deanhart's going to step in. Two hitter for the Knights. Evan Deanhart batting 360. Right-handed batter's box. Try better than that today. 541 on base. This is the pitch from Wirth. High for ball one. Wirth for a freshman. He's bringing some MPH. Wirth has some velocity. Peering in looking at signals. Working out a stretch. Now a set. Check second base. Again, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-0 to Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart, a senior class member. Six seniors on the Knights ball team. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Throws behind Evan Deanhart. Second time Deanhart has had that happen to him in this ballgame. He'll step back in. 3-0 count. Peering in looking at signals. Ben Wirtz, studying the glove, here's the pitch. Strike called. Deanhart wanting to be the umpire. He's wanting to toss that ball, that bat away, before the call's made. Ryan Schumer tried that. Ryan Schumer changed his tune. Here comes a 3-1. Strike called. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Ben Wirtz looking at signals. Timeout called by Trotsky. That wind's blowing some dust up in his mask. Timeout granted. Let's step back in. 3-2 count. Two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Out of the set. You're going to call time again. It's nothing to be be funny about. They're just calling time because that wind is blowing up some dust. 3-2 count. Out of the set for Wirth. Here's the pitch. Going to get by the glove of Trotsky. Going to be ball four. Going from second base to third base. It's Owen Munn. Runners on the corners. Evan Dehart at first base. Next batter in the lineup, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, the three-hitter. Bell steps in, batting 320. Entering this ballgame at 320, 485 on base percentage. He has 11 RBI entering the game. First pitch high for ball one. So one ball, no strikes. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Wirth. A long pier, he'll set. Check first base, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut, T.J. Bell. Count goes 1-1. That ball seems to want to veer to right field. That wind coming in from left center. Be a tough task to hit it out to left field today. Pitch comes in above the zone. Count goes 2-1. That wind picking up. And that wind is whipping the dirt through the right side of the infield. And the fans right there are probably moving to around the left side, no matter whose side you're voting for. The ball back out of play. Two balls, two strikes. T.J. Bell, the batter, steps back in. Left-handed pitcher. Ben Wirth has his back to the dust. He's good shape. Everybody else looking straight in the face other than Gaeta and the left fielder, Max Mullis. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. 3-2 count to T.J. Bell. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Ben Wirth steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals from Fisher Trotsky. Now out of the set, he'll check first base. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. I'm going to call hit by pitch. Hit by pitch to Owen Munn will go back to third base. T.J. Bell will get first base. Got hit with ball four. So next batter will step in, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, the pitcher of record for the Knights. He'll step in, bat left. He's the four-hitter.
Ryan Schumer.
Schumer stepping in, batting 292. Here comes the first pitch. A bit tall, ball one. One ball, no strikes, peering in out of the stretch. Ben Wirth, he gets the signal, now out of the set. Second pitch to Schumer. Inside, half of the plate, knee high, called strike. One ball, one strike, two out. Ben Wirth, out of the set. Here comes a 1-1. Good block, Trotsky. Left. The right-handed batter's box. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Top of the seventh inning. Bases are occupied. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one left side, out of play. Ryan Schumer going to protect the dish. 2-2, two out. So Ryan Schumer, say what, after a foul ball, it says in the book that you're supposed to touch the base you just left before you start the next pitch, but it doesn't always happen. Pitch comes in, tight, ball three. 3-2 count. P Tiering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Ben Wirth out of the set. Comes a 3-2. Short hops the glove. Gets stopped by Trotsky. Schumer jogs down to first base. Owen Munn comes in, touch the plate. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Mikey Stapleton. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton stepping in to bat for the Knights. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove, Trotsky. He'll pick it up in front of him.
Number 11, Mikey Stapleton.
Ace is loaded. Nice. They're two out here in the top of the seventh inning. Peering in looking at signals. Ben Wirth will step off the back. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Aaron Wood going to go out and talk to his infield. Aaron Wood, we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Again, that safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports, downtown Sheridan. Target Sports, second year of sponsoring Knights baseball. We are thankful. Look at the warm-up tosses right there. They're coming over from shortstop position is number of, take that back. Coming over from the second base position is Julian Smith. I knew it was a middle infielder. Julian Smith getting warmed up right now. Right-handed hurler, Julian Smith. He's pitched one-third of an inning thus far on the season. This is appearance number two. He's faced four batters. Total number of pitches he has thrown are 20. He's allowed two hits. He's allowed three runs. All three runs were earned. He's walked two, and he's looking for his first strikeout on the season. So coach brings him over from second base. 14-3 ball game. Knights in front. Top of the seventh inning. Two out on the diamond here in the top of the seventh. The bases are loaded. Schumer is at first base. TJ Bell at second base. And Evan Genhart at third base. Stepping into bat, number 11, Mikey. Say what, Mikey's stepping into bat at number 11, Mikey Stapleton. So Mikey Stapleton going to bat for his second time of the season. Here comes the first pitch from Smith. Strike called. Count goes 0-1. Mikey Stapleton. He's got one hit. He's been to the plate one time, got one hit. And he has an RBI with that hit. He's got a quality at bat. Right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Here comes a pitch from Smith. Full swing away, foul ball up against the screen, left side. Count goes 1-2. Mikey Stapleton, right-handed batter, steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Julian Smith out of the set is the 1-2. To strike him out. They're going to call him out outside edge. Below the kneecaps, and they're going to have him jog back to the dugout. It's the third out in the inning. And I'm getting a little more of the boss, Bruce Springsteen, singing to us. And we do appreciate you tuning in. We'll miss him. Games are happening this week for the Knights. They're scheduled to play on Friday at 5:30 versus Gary Kaplan. Garin Catholic and Central Catholic probably going to play that game. That game, they're probably going to get some rain in the morning on Friday. They're supposed to clear up. So Friday, it'll be Garin Catholic and LCC at Central Catholic at 5:30. And then on Saturday, they'll have these completely written down. But Bishop Knoll will be one of the opponents for Central Catholic. And St. Joseph, South Bend St. Joseph, will be the other opponent. We'll see how the weather pans out for Saturday. But pretty certain the game is going to happen on Friday versus Garin Catholic at 5:30. Garin Catholic having a good season. Having a good season indeed. So Knight's going to have a fun outing on Friday night. So we're missing West Lafayette Red Devils. Red Devils also going to play on Friday night. At 21st, a 5:30 game for them. They'll be right here at West Lafayette. They'll be going against Covington. It'll be Covington at West Lafayette on Friday evening, 5:30 game time. And that'll be a good Friday to kick off the weekend for West Lafayette and for Central Catholic. So on the pitcher's mound, getting some final warm-up tosses. There it is. That's Ryan Schumer. Jackson King is going to jog out. Going to meet Hudson Gutwein right there in the pitcher's mound. Take that back. We've got Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel is at third base now. So first batter in the bottom of the seventh inning for West Lafayette. Get ready to step in. It's number 20, Valen Hedden. Valen Hedden, right-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch from Schumer. Strike called. Below the kneecap, Hedden in disbelief also. Count goes 0-1. Peering in, here comes a whine from Schumer. Ground ball, shortstop, backhand, Evan Jeanhart to throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with T.J. Bell. That was a strong arm throw. The one out on the diamond. The next batter in the lineup is going to be number 8, Jacob Deutsch. Jacob Deutsch started out as a courtesy runner. He's a member of the junior class. Jacob Deutsch, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a whine from Schumer. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Jacob Deutsch, right-handed batter's box. Here comes a whine from Schumer. Schumer, I should say. And then we go to right field with it. Catch couldn't be made. Catch hits the surface. And it could be brought in right there in right field.
Is that 20? 20 missed out? Right fielder? Right fielder. I don't know any. Get there.
Okay, mixed in right field. I'm asking for help up here, but I'm about blind, like I said. But I'm difficult to see. Sometimes a guy like me would have binoculars. Swing and a miss. Left-handed batter, number 17, he's a junior, Camden Proctor. Camden Proctor stepping into bat. Proctor on the season, he's got 3 plate appearances, 3 at-bats. Pitch comes in, ball 1. Count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, runner at first base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Peering in, Ryan Schumer looks at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the 1-2. Strike called. They'll set down. Looking. There's 2 outs. Bottom of the 7th inning. Next batter going to step in. There'll be another left-handed batter. It'll be the 1-hitter. Now playing center field in the ballgame. Number 2 is Ben Wirth. Ben Wirth, the 1-hitter for West Lafayette. Here comes the first pitch from Schumer. Backdoor curveball stays outside.
Wirth's going to step back in. Wirth has two RBI on the season. He got three runs scored. He's walked twice. Here comes the pitch. He's going to foul one down the left field line. Going to float out of play. Gavin Boutel gives it a good run. So taking off for first base. Count goes 1-1 to Ben Wirth. Retreating back to first base. Peering in, looking at signals. There comes a 1-1 pitch from Schumer. Inside low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the 2-1 to Wirth. Outside, ball three. 3-1, Ben Wirth, left-handed batter, steps back in. A little bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. The 3-1 misses outside. He'll jog to first base. The runners on first and second base. Wirth is at first base. At second base, number 8, Jacob Deutsch. Stepping into bat for the Red Devils. Number 9, Evan Cook. Evan Cook, the first baseman in tonight's ball game. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set is this pitch from Schumer. We call it a strike. Low and away. No balls, one strike. Peers in, looks at signals out of the set. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. There goes one ball, one strike. Evan Cook back in the right-handed batter's box. Peering in. Have a set. Here's a 1-1. Strike two. Called outside. Not sure how tall it is. This guy's 6'5". Evan Cook steps back in. Schumer from the stretch. Now the set. Check second. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside a ball. Tall and away, count goes 2-2. The wind has seemed to subside a little bit. 2-2 count out of the set. Here's the pitch. Gonna pop one foul out of play. Pretty much straight back. Evan Cook swings a good bat. 2-2, two out. Bottom of the 17th, two aboard. For West Lafayette, peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set, here comes the 2-2. Outside and low, count goes full. Full count, Evan Cook, right-handed batter's box. Cook has walked 3 times on the season. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Low for ball 4. So Cook takes off that apparatus, protecting that left shin area, foot area. He's at first base now. The bases are loaded for the Red Devils. Next batter to step in, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer entering last night's ball game, batting 550. Jack Schaefer, 20 plate appearances, batting 550. That's hitting the baseball. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Working from the windup is Schumer. Bases are loaded. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, foul ball, back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Got a little bit of a baseball shortage right here. Them balls are flying out of play right and left. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the wind from Schumer. Outside a ball. 1-2 pitch on the way. Schumer's trying to fish a little bit, getting to fish, nothing doing. Jack Schaefer, the batter. He's going to take a stroke to third base off the glove of Gavin Boutel. Boutel couldn't make the play. He might have jumped a little bit when he might not have needed to. Off the glove, goes into the grass barely. Run comes in to score. So 14-4 contest. Next batter steps in. 23. He's a four hitter. Manny Gaeta. Shortstop. First pitch from Mazur. Maya, first pitch from Schumer. Outside of ball. Good block right there. Time on the field. Time out. Coach Borden is going to walk out. Talk to his infield. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is, in parts, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. We're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now Titus Bakery and Deli are right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli along State Road, or I should say U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat, number 23, Manny Gaeta. He'll take a drive over shortstop. Going to float in there, land in left center field. Two runs going to come in to score for the Red Devils. That's a legitimate base hit into shallow left center field. So Gaeta picks up two more RBI. As mentioned, Gaeta got the first RBI of the game. So runners on the corners, two out, 14-6 contest. Outside of ball, count goes 1-0. In the batter's box, number 7, Andrew Von Warder. Let's step back in. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer peering in, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball 2. Two balls, no strikes. Runners at first and third base for the Red Devils. Stepping off the rubber. Step back in. He's going to communicate a little bit with Evan Deanhart. He'll step back in. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the 2-0. Ground ball in the infield. Going to get through. First and second base. That baseball had eyes on it. Made its way into right field. Caden Minnie throws it back in. So run comes in to score from third base, 14-7 call game. Stepping into bat is the catcher for West Lafayette, number 14, Fisher Trotsky. First pitch from Schumer. He'll foul one back to the screen. Right on time, Fisher Trotsky, right-handed batter, getting some encouragement from Coach Aaron Wood. He'll tap the plate, steps back in, out of the set. Here's the 0-1. Off the glove, going to get back to the screen. Might be going to book as a wild pitch. Outside breaking pitch, dropped by the glove of Jackson Kane. Coming in to take the plate there, if there were a throw, was Ryan Schumer. And runners have moved to second and third base. One ball, one strike. Looking from the set, here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Fisher Trotsky becomes a pitch from Schumer. Foul ball, full swing on the ground. Out by the Knights dugout. Right-handed batter, Fisher Trotsky. Toss the ball back out. It's a 1-2 count once again. steps back in. In the rubber, out of set, is the pitch from Schumer. Outside edge, called strike. Going to complete the ball game. 42 outs in the game. Game is completed. Knights capture the win, 14-7, with West Lafayette. West Lafayette Red Devils, as mentioned, they'll play Friday night right here, 5:30. It'll be Covington in West Lafayette. Central Catholic Knights will play a home game on Friday night at 5:30 with Darren Catholic. We thank you for tuning in. And I will mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Devil, thank you for your attendance. And ask that you please drive safely as you leave Bob Fred Field. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time, so long.
Hey, we're playing the game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet, that was a large game. Your team batting off some velocity pitching.
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job in the middle innings. Came out a little flat, I thought, the first couple innings, but Ben really settled in nice there in the middle part of the ball game and dominated on the mound. And I thought we did a better job. Our approach was not real good the first couple innings. Second time through, I thought our approach was much better against their lefty to start the game.
Now I'm going to bring up Caden Minnick. He got the ball game. He played good. He got his base hit.
Yeah, Caden's he's had a long way back from his shoulder surgery earlier in the fall. He's been chomping a bit, and he plays the game hard, and it's good to see him come through with a hit today.
You got two West Division wins. That's your goal. Friday night, you're going to play Garen Catholic.
Yeah, Garen's, they're a strong ball club. You know, we're going to have our hands full with them. We're glad we kind of control our own destiny in the West here in the conference. And I know we got two tough ball games next week against Rensselaer, but like I said, we have Garen coming in Friday night and Catholic Classic, two other games on Saturday. So, yeah, we got our hands full. We got a lot of ball games here stacked up. It's going to test our pitching staff for sure.
Anyway.